Do you really need me? Do you really desire the deepness that's in my heart? Come unto me, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will surely give you rest. You sing you need me, but do you really need me? Or are you so full of yourself that you are self-deceived and you believe that I'm working through you when all along it's you working through you? I desire you with all of my heart. I have called you by name over and over and over again, but still you linger on the wayside. You do not come into the fullness of who I am. You do not surrender all unto me. I tell you, my children, I have called you my children over and over and over again. There are many bastards in my house, but I say unto you, you will remain my children as long as you truly do need me. And my children, this is the hour that you need me more than you've ever needed me in your entire life. This is the hour when gross darkness has surely covered this earth, but it is going to get darker and darker and darker. You have seen nothing yet. You just wait till the full darkness hits. Then you will understand what I'm talking about. Excuse me. But in the meantime, do you really need me? If you don't need me now, you won't need me later on either. For now is the hour that I am calling for true repentance and full repentance. Now is the hour when I am calling you to the cross of Christ. Now is the hour that I am saying, let go of the world and cling unto me, your Father. I am waiting. I am waiting for your return. I have spoken, and so shall it be this day. Do you really need me? Some of you are still clinging to particles of the past. You cling, and you cling, and you cling to those things I've asked you to let go of. Those things are what is going to take you out. Those things are what are going to destroy you. You must, at all costs, let go of everything of the past. You must move into this moment of time, and you must stay in my circle until the end of times. You think that you need the past when you really need to die out to the past and walk into the future. Do not think that this is a hard thing that I am saying this day. I am forewarning you of the days yet to come when you will once again deny me over and over and over again. I am asking you this day, die out to yourself and cling to me so that you will not deny me ever again. You don't say it with your mouth, but you deny me in your actions. You deny me in your thought life. You deny me in your love walk. You do not deny me whenever you don't show long suffering and grace. That's the way you deny me over and over and over again. I am never going to settle for second best. I never have. I never will. I don't have to. I want the very best vessels to work through. Are you one of those vessels? That is my question to you this night. Are you a pure, holy vessel that I can work through? One that I will not have to discard along the wayside? I am looking for holiness, and I am looking for purity. I am looking for true repentance in this hour.